best you.
You're ready to make change and you've come to the right place.
The cold truth is, you suck.
And it's time to be better.
Welcome to You Suck, Be Better.
With your hosts, Micah Gordon
and Amanda Taylor.
Hey, everybody, welcome to You Suck, Be Better.
Hey, hi.
The podcast where we tell you how to be better at
welcome.
Life.
You can do it. We're your cheerleaders.
Yay.
We believe in you.
We
if two horrible, unlikable people like ourselves can manage to fool everybody,
yeah, then
you can too.
You can too. I am Micah.
I'm Amanda.
And we're two fast friends, real couple of pals. That constantly complain to each other about humanity, the world, other people, and life.
I don't complain. I offer real-time, real-life solutions.
Yeah, you should really follow Amanda on Twitter for real-time solutions
with Bill Maher.
Real-life problems.
I run Bill Maher's Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, God.
See, I told you I was unlikable.
Yeah. You learn from the best. You learn from the most unlikable. Yeah, so
some questions you can't Google.
Yes.
Some questions you can't find in the DMV handbook.
Yes.
So, and some questions your friends, they can't answer them for you because it's weird to bring it up. You can't ask them certain things.
And a lot of people just don't know. They just aren't taught how to properly interact with each other.
Yes, and they're in certain situations. There's a proper way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a proper way to apologize to people.
Yes.
There's a proper way to make a left-hand turn when someone else is making a right-hand
mm-hmm.
turn.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go into our backlogs to learn all of those juicy details.
Or our
details.
Forward logs, depending on how we release these episodes.
Yeah, time is inconsistent.
Yeah. And generally etiquette, I think, is stupid. Like, you know, which fork do you eat with on which day, that kind of bullshit. Like, how do you sneeze at a party? But this stuff is important because it's like...
Wait, how do you sneeze at a party?
You have to you have to leave the party.
That's weird because I go Taylor Swift and I bring a huge barricade around me.
Okay.
And then I sneeze down to the ground. So
down
no
to the floor?
And I just have all of my friends around me. They're doing a circle. They're all standing. They're facing outwards and they're dancing around like a...
The sneeze guard crew.
Yes, yeah, and they're distracting. La, 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 la. You can't see or hear me sneezing.
Right.
Very important.
That's important.
It's very rude.
Because seeing or hearing a woman sneeze is
it's bad
terrible.
Luck.
It is bad luck. It brings you 10 years of bad luck. but this stuff is not like traditional etiquette, I would say. It's like, you know, human interaction. It's like important shit that like affects other people.
Mm-hmm.
Forks don't fucking matter. Lives do matter.
Yes, and getting ahead in life matters. This is all about being a success. I'm a recovering garbage person, and it's all thanks to real, what do we call this? Real etiquette? It's not real etiquette.
Yeah, interpersonal etiquette, social etiquette. I don't
know
what it
is. Anything without etiquette? It really just sounds like 70
etiquette's
tiny
the worst
spoons
word.
Clinking against
yeah.
each other.
Yeah, I really hate the word etiquette. Social...
Fuck it. We're a sleep podcast.
Yeah, you're already asleep.
We will drone on and lull you into right. a sweet place, and you will wake up a better person.
Yeah, because you'll be in taking all of our knowledge.
Micah's voice is at such a frequency that it will hypnotize you.
That's what the problem is.
That's why waiters don't pay attention to you.
Oh my God. Have we talked about that on the show yet?
No.
You have to have a full episode dedicated to it. It's not really a...
So what is that? Like a megaphone? From you to waiters?
It's yeah.
Very narrow audience.
No, but it's just such an interesting topic that I've never talked about publicly. It'll be fun.
Well, you have a question for me today.
I do have a question for you today. That question is, okay, we live in a light. We live in the modern times with the phones and the Snapchats.
Oh, do we ever.
Yeah, and everyone knows that millennials and LA people are the flakiest people alive. So how, Amanda, do you properly excuse yourself from a social engagement, from an obligation? How do you flake?
Yeah. First off, I think it's totally okay to do so in most circumstances.
If not done shittily.
Well, just right off the bat, because some people will come out, I hate flakes, don't ever flake. Granted, your word is your bond. So I think coming into the situation,
your body is your temple.
You should wriggle your body around so that they know you mean business. And
your temple around.
Keep it open. I think that's a big thing too, especially with cell phones, ease of communication. You keep your options open more so.
Doesn't that make you a bad person?
I think it depends on the situation. Mostly, I think...
Because really what you're doing is like playing... You're like treating your friends like playing cards. Like, oh, if I get a better hand, then I'll fucking ditch you. And that's like a rude thing to do.
Yeah, but sometimes it's work stuff. Sometimes things come up. I have a very demanding job. I'm very, very important. Very rich, thin
today's
woman.
Today's Friday and it's the middle of the afternoon. And you're not at work.
I am so busy. I'm decked out in my business attire. I have my furs.
Yeah.
I have my hair 3 feet tall.
But this is
just
your regular podcast.
Standing straight up because I'm so stressed out. But look, I have a demanding job. Sometimes I have to keep things a little easy breezy. I won't say, hey, let's meet up. Let's write tonight at X amount of time and I'll see you then. It'll have to be something like, I'm pretty sure we can meet up on Thursday, mm-hmm. but I might have to work. Let's keep in touch. I'll let you know with enough time so you can have a kick-ass day.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay. I mean, if you're upfront about it and you know, and you're okay with me, like if you said that to me and then, see, my issue with flakiness is that I'm the type of person that I like overthink, I think everything through in my head a lot.
Ugh.
And so when I have something scheduled and planned.
Yeah, but you think that you're thinking, but you're really saying it all out loud. You'd like mutter it under your breath every single thought.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Good to know. Thanks for just telling me
just
that. How long have you known me?
Friend to a friend.
So as soon as a plan is set, I start thinking about it, scheduling my life around it, considering it in my day. You know what I mean? So if you said, we're going to do this thing at 10, then all of a sudden
I would never say that. I would say,
right.
I'd be like,
right.
Hey, let's talk at 9 and see if we can do something.
Yes, but that's
10.
To say that a normal person that's not a lunatic like me would probably, if something came along and they had like these pseudo tentative plans with you, but something came along that was definitive, they'd probably take it. And you wouldn't really have any right to be mad about that. But even if you're like very clear, like I'm not sure if I can do this, it's just much easier and more comfortable for me to just like block it out as if it's a given in my head. Which means that I most likely won't make something else happen during that time.
Because you can't.
Because you're the only friend I have.
Because you have 3 people in your phone.
Yeah. 2 of them are you. I misspelled you on the first try and I didn't delete it. I just redid it.
Okay. Well, here's what I would say. Right off the bat, if you are a flaky type of person, if you like to keep your options open, don't commit. I know sometimes when you are a flaky person, you're like, no, this time I'm committing. I'm going full throttle. I'm going to say yes, yes. Click it on the Facebook invite. I'm definitely going. See you there. I like that you're going. I like that you're going. I'll see you there. Don't make any grand gestures. Keep it kind of open. Keep it loose. Or if you can commit to your word, do it. Because some people aren't there yet. Some people can't commit to their word. I think ideally that's where you want to get.
Okay.
But don't.
It's time for me to like be friends with those people.
And that's fine.
I guess.
That's your right. I think it's an emotional development thing to be able to really stand behind your word. Some people still can't do that.
Yeah.
Some grown ass people.
There's also, I know a lot of people that just completely overcommit. They'll say yes to everything and then decide which of those 10 things that they said yes to they're actually going to do.
And that's, I think, the kind of flaky person that people tend to really dislike.
It's tough to deal with, for sure.
So
it's
I think
like you're
come
like
out the gate.
You made 10 parties expect you at a place and you're only going to show up to one of them. It's like, it's a real power move.
I know.
It's a real power move.
It's so great. And people are always like, where is Amanda? She's Sunday.
Yeah, people love being talked about when they're not there. It's like, that's like the social...
That's like a dream.
Gold, yeah.
And that's
the
also
pot
like
of the gold, a social pot of gold.
If you have any social anxiety too, that's the thing that's stuck in your head.
Everyone's talking about me.
Yeah. What do they say about this? And nobody cares.
Yeah.
So anyway, out the gate, keep it kind of loose if that's how you roll.
Okay.
I say do that if you're not somebody who can commit to their word yet. And then part two, if you have committed and you got to get out, say you just, something terrible happened, like you don't feel like going anymore.
Yeah.
Just bow out gracefully by sending a text so that they can't ask you too many questions and say, can't make it tonight. Have a great blah, blah, blah. See you, blah, blah, blah. Bye. Mm-hmm. Very simple.
I think that there's more to it than that. I think you have maybe have the skeleton of a decent person. Well,
yeah, that is exactly. I'm very thin.
Oh, you took that in an interesting way. I don't know if that's how I intended it. Okay. My thoughts are, if you're flaking on someone, you're telling them like, I have something better, more interesting, more pressing, more whatever to do than what I was supposed to do with you. So that's fine. Like most people can deal with that. And you don't need to go into like a bunch of detail because that's nothing more annoying than explaining,
hey, I can't go to your party tonight because I farted.
Yeah. I just, you know, I have laundry and then after that, it's like, I have all this work to catch up on. Yeah, and
he sounds so cool, dude. I would stop being friends with that person. They're so boring.
Yeah.
would you forgive somebody who, or would you accept, well, I know. Would you accept a flake text that was explanatory if someone was doing something so awesome? Like, I can't come tonight. I'm about to have a three-way with Iggy Pop and
yeah, well then I would just be like, I'm glad you told me that because that's a fucking cool story. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're telling me it for the sake of the story, then mm-hmm. fine, sure. Mm-hmm. That's super forgivable. But okay, so don't go on at length about what you're doing
unless it's interesting.
Unless
but
it's
odds are it's not.
Unless it's something that the person will actually legitimately appreciate.
Yeah.
Two, give as much advance notice as absolutely possible. Last minute flakes, no fun.
Yeah, and also the person that you're flaking on is already at the event or already doing the thing. So why you're just sending these texts? If it's me and I'm getting them, I'm not going to read them. I'm busy. Yeah. I'm hanging out with cool people who are present.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. There's a big difference in flaking on a solo one-on-one thing or like small mm-hmm, group mm-hmm. or if I'm holding a birthday party and you're not going to come, just don't even fucking tell me about it. Just don't show up. For the love of God, don't text me the minute yeah. that the thing is supposed to start, because then I'm getting 10, it's my birthday and I'm getting 10 fucking text messages that are like, hey, I'm so sorry you can't come to your birthday. It's like,
this is so sad.
No, it's not, fuck you. Plenty of people came to my birthday, but what I'm saying is that
how many,
I don't know, just whatever, this four, at least four, no, I don't know, enough to
seven
feel like I matter. No, more than that, you were there. It was like a couple dozen.
Yeah, and I counted.
Oh, no. What was the number?
I don't know if you want to hear on mic.
Oh, jeez. But yeah, if it's like a thing where the thing is still going to happen no matter if you're there or not, just shut the fuck up and don't.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
Yeah, but
just
then.
Don't come.
But then, Micah, it means that I'm not that important and I
yeah.
can't handle
that. Oh, my
that.
God. What?
I can't handle that.
I really need him to know that
He needs to know that he's less important yeah. than me sitting in my pajamas.
Micah,
and I was
I know
too
it's your birthday,
to
but like, can we focus on me for a second right now? Because like, I had such a busy day, and I'm so tired, and I have to wake up tomorrow.
Because I am.
Can you believe
busy
it? I have
day?
To wake up tomorrow.
Oh, I just
in the
have
morning.
Job after job.
Before noon.
Unlike you, Micah.
Yeah.
All you have to do is record a podcast 3 p.m.
Okay, but in general, small groups or one-on-one things where the thing probably won't happen if you're canceling, as much advance notice as possible. Don't go into grave detail about like what it is that's better than what the thing you're canceling on. And here's a fun one. Okay, I've also done a lot of
online
dating.
Is this fun?
I'm a real online datester, and flakiness is just an epidemic in the Tinder world.
I never had that problem.
Great. Mm. Yeah. It's generally your kind that are doing it, at least in my experience.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm only dating
very
women, so.
Wealthy skeletons.
That's what I put in. You can put in age, skeleton, or human. Wealthy or poor.
Well, I'm a human skeleton.
Well, former.
Give me some credit. I'm still a human.
All right. Well, debatable.
Just mostly bounce.
All bounce. So. A big one is if you're trying to show that you actually give a fuck about the person and are generally interested in hanging out with them, just that for whatever reason tonight is not the night, then like offer an alternative.
Yes, yes, yes.
Huge. Yes. A huge gesture to be like, this is not me telling you to fuck off. This is mm-hmm. me politely and regretfully telling you I can't make it tonight. How about Tuesday? Or let's get dinner next week. Or let's fucking go to a rodeo on Saturday. Like,
have you ever gotten yourself roped into going on a date with somebody and then as the time drew closer, you were like, I don't want to go. I really don't.
Not really. I mean, sometimes I like don't feel like going on. I usually get excited about going on dates.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't.
I guess. I've never even thought about flaking on someone before I've met them.
I don't want to go. And I think sometimes that can manifest in ways that are happening when you are sabotaging yourself, you know,
right?
Because you don't want to go on this date, or maybe you really do. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes you don't want to go on a date with somebody.
So you'll like act like a piece of shit so that they're not interested in you anymore.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a real emotionally mature. That's the kind of thing that we were trying to stop on this podcast, I think.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever tanked a date. I've tanked job interviews.
Well, that's fun because who gives a fuck?
Yeah. But I don't think I've ever tanked a date. I've always been very upfront where if the person's like, cool, we should hang out again, I just laugh.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, what do you suggest? What do you do?
I don't know. There's a lot. My preferred method.
Or I say I'm going to Vegas.
Forever.
When I get back from Vegas.
Oh my God, that's definitely, I've definitely heard that before.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I made that up. Feel free to use it.
Okay. Ideal, perfect world where men weren't murdering women and where, you know, perfect world scenario. If I'm on a first date and at the end we do the little check-in like, oh, this is fun. Like, I'd like to do it again, would you? If you didn't, you would just be like, no, thank you. Like, I had a good time, but I'm not feeling it. And I would be like, okay, thanks for getting a drink. And thanks for...
Oh, my God. Is that why I say I'm going to Vegas?
What?
To protect myself?
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
Well, protect yourself emotionally, at least.
Yeah, but also physically. Also from someone else's irrational reaction to being rejected.
Because some men can't deal, like anyone who with like a modicum of self-respect, first of all, and like social decency, can take someone politely being like, listen, crazy thing happened, us two random strangers are not gonna fall in love, unfortunately. I know that you're
reason.
The perfect person and that you're everything to everyone, but not to me, unfortunately. So like, that's not like, I feel like I get the vibe from a lot of women that like tell me they don't want to go on another date with me in like really weird ways in text, never in person, mm-hmm. that they think I'm gonna be so devastated because like, what? But I felt such a huge, like, you're the perfect woman for me. And now what happens to my life? Which is just like real fucking ridiculous.
Right. But it's your boys.
Yeah.
It's your other boys.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. So perfect world, you would just say it right out. Fine. No big deal. Everyone go their separate ways. I think in reality, the best way to do that is to just either say it in text. That's the best option. Second best option is to just not respond at all. I'll give it maybe two tries, mm-hmm. and then I'm mm-hmm. done, mm-hmm. and I get the picture.
Do you think ghosting's okay? I'm a huge supporter of it.
I think it's
depending
not
at the
best
stage.
Option, but
if you've gone on three dates and you start ghosting on someone, maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay. I think if you
if it's any more than one, you owe the person at least like a, it's been good, but I'm not feeling it.
All right. Yeah, I'll take that.
Honestly.
That's fine. That's fine with me. That can stand. Should we be keeping a tally of all the rules that we make?
We'll hang them up
in the fishbowl. Yeah. And everyone can follow them to the letter.
I think some of our listeners should just make a Wikia about all of our rules.
Oh, you just don't want to do any work.
No,
I have to do all the work for this podcast.
Yeah, well, who's editing it?
Me.
Okay, good.
Me and
Perfect.
My team.
Your whole team? You got your whole team on it?
Yes, I'm spending thousands of dollars.
Oh my God, that is not worth it.
Every minute costs You wouldn't believe it.
Time and money. What was the other?
Have you ever? So you've been flaked on day of for a date,
so many times.
Just by ghosting. Somebody doesn't.
That's only happened to me like once. That's, where I get actually stood up, and it was for a podcast date too.
Oh.
And I had engineer Dustin here, so she flaked on two people. For anyone interested in what the fuck we're talking about, I have another podcast called So What Do You Do? The Tinder Podcast.
No, we don't promote.
I go on live Tinder dates on the podcast, and you can check it out on iTunes. It's part of iTunes. okay, flaking.
I have had to hire people because high power business lady.
Yeah.
And I had six people totally confirm to come in for the interview and flake.
That's crazy.
Without a word. Without a word.
That's really funny.
Isn't that bizarre?
I mean, I guess like, I mean, it's a tough world out there trying to get hired. So like you may just like lose any sympathy for people doing hiring after a certain point. I've been applying for jobs for like a year because I've been doing contract work, and it's a real nightmare.
Have you flaked out? Well, you should come work for me.
No.
You don't want to work out in the fields? You don't.
I got a thing.
You don't want to.
Yeah, actually. We should get dinner though next week.
Am I paying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm maxed out. That is crazy though. I mean, that's real disrespectful.
Have you like ran late for a job interview and called them to say, hey, I'm running late? Or
no, I'll just get there on time.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
well, that's one way of doing
it. If I was running late, I would feel like in order to come across as like a decent employee, I would try to contact them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but who has numbers anymore? I don't have numbers of anyone that I'm interviewing for. It's all email. For the most part. But yeah, business is different because it's not personal.
Business is everything.
I feel like business etiquette is, I don't know, I feel like it's a different beast.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
I mean, in general, just don't.
It's like a 3-episode arc.
Don't flake on people. Like, don't ghost on people. Don't not show up to a thing that you said you would in any circumstance.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest offense is if you just never show.
If saying showing up, then show up. If saying maybe, then do whatever.
Yeah. Or fill the person in once you know what you're going to do.
If it's a one-on-one.
Yeah. Also, like, here's another thing. Like, guess what's not the end of the world? Like, doing something you're not 100% thrilled about doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to be a decent person and not, like, treat someone else like a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to ruin your life. You can do it.
I never want to come here.
Go to the bar
and
get
I show
a drink
up.
Or whatever the fuck you...
And it takes 20 minutes of my time. You know?
Yeah.
Big whoop.
Yeah. And you said you'd do it, so you just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not big shit. You can also... Sometimes I'll go... If I don't want to go somewhere, but I have said that I would, or people... This also happens, too, where people keep texting you, hey, are you coming? Where are you? So-and-so's so excited to see you. And you're like, fuck, I was just going to maybe this.
Right.
Then you go and you
just
have
leave early.
Yeah, leave
Who
early.
Cares?
You can do a French goodbye, Irish goodbye.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh.
That's
it's
what you always do.
It's my new favorite move.
Yeah, you always do that.
Oh, it's such a dream. It's such a dream come true. Can we talk? Does this fit into this episode? Can we talk about the Irish
sure,
goodbye?
Sure. Yeah.
Saying goodbye. If you're not going away for an extended period of time. Is so stupid and pointless, so dumb, and such a waste of time, and so uncomfortable. And it's just like, when I decided to leave, and now I have to fucking just
it
leave.
It depends.
Just leave.
Sometimes I'm just done. I'm just done. I'm out. Or I feel like people are going to try to get me to stay longer,
yeah.
So I just go. Other times I want the attention. No. And I'm bye. Goodbye. Oh my God,
Everyone.
It's been so fun.
Look at me leave.
I'm going.
I'm leaving before
backwards.
Most of you.
I'm turning around now.
Aren't you going to miss me?
Yeah. And they scream, yes. Yes, please come back. And then I come back and then we do the whole thing again.
That is the
also, if you're saying goodbye, you have to do it to the same group of people like two or three times before you can get out of that party.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, but it's like encore, encore, bravo. The people love it. They want more.
You're just a performer. The two big contributing factors to my decision to adopt the Irish goodbye as my only option when I'm leaving anywhere, and it's been so relaxing and amazing. I really love it. Is one, I come from a Jewish family where
bragging.
Thanks. email me at. My mom trying to get my mom to leave a family function with her cousins or with my aunts or whatever. It's an hour long process. It's bye and then 40 minutes of conversation and then bye again and then 10 minutes of conversation and then bye again and then 2 minutes of conversation. And then by that time, I'm just like dragging her into the car. So that was my entire childhood anytime we went anywhere. And then number two is what you were saying before about like people trying to get you to stay. And I'm nothing worse than that. It's just like, no, shut up. You can have a good time without me. I'm not a requisite for you having a good time. That was like a real big college thing. Like, no, you gotta stay in. Like, we gotta finish this six pack or whatever the fuck.
Ew. Gross.
Why is that gross?
Your college sounds gross.
What?
Six packs?
Yeah, I should have said 30 rack.
We were in Napa. Rosé. I can't get behind a six pack when you're 18, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah, we were a little unsophisticated. Ugh. Yeah, and it was
terrible.
Sorry. Czech Pilsner, too, of all things.
I don't even know what that is.
It's real lower rung European beer.
Peasant food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not even a Belgian sour.
Swill.
Or a British pale ale.
Cold spit.
A saison, perhaps.
The painter.
That's saison.
Very civilized.
So the Irish goodbye is a great goodbye. That's kind of a flaking on leaving.
it's just not making a big deal of yourself.
Yeah, right? Just fucking be your own, just be.
Here's what happens. You Irish goodbye, I go, I don't even say it. Someone comes up to me and they say, have you seen Micah? And I say, no. And then that's it. And then we move on.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't even like that. Everyone just quietly maybe notice I'm gone and that's it. That's all you need to do. I don't want anyone. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. So basically you just move your flaking to the end of the night.
Yeah.
You can still flake. You can still get that out of your system.
Yeah. If you're really into baklava and you love that flake, then you can
can't
still
get
do
enough
it at the
of
end.
This stuff. what a great way to end your night.
Yeah.
Or start your day. Yeah. If it's a brunch of vaunt.
A brunch flake. A brunch of vaunt.
Yes. Very classy.
Yeah. You just eat your eggs and leave. Be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then just leave.
Yeah, you order first, you go to the bathroom and you leave, and then your food comes and you're not there.
Yeah.
So somebody else gets to eat it.
Do they have diarrhea?
And you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. Or eat it.
You don't have to
eat that garbage brunch food.
Keep your skeleton figure and you're out the door.
Yeah. And it's just a 20-minute commitment. So I think the connective tissue here for both of these ideas is like, just don't assume that people are like,
nobody cares about
constantly
you.
Constantly wondering about your
they
whereabouts
don't.
And your yeah, exactly.
They care less about you than you think, which should be a release.
Yes.
It should be welcome.
Right.
Let it wash over you. Nobody is thinking that much about
you.
No
one gives a fuck about you.
Thank God. Thank God.
What a burden lifted.
So think of these sweet, sweet thoughts.
Yeah.
You are safe in the world.
You are. And do I just have to do one?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, I've been put on the spot. I can't see your mouth either. It's weird.
That's why there's two of us here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So overall points, give someone consideration. Like, they've planned their time around you. So like give them enough notice to like not ruin their day. Don't go into fucking detail about like no fucking sob stories. I don't care that like your grandma's in town and she only eats lunch.
Unless it's a good story.
Right. that I would actually care about if it wasn't, if I wasn't involved in any way.
Yeah, a good story doesn't mean a good excuse.
Yes, exactly.
It's got to be a juicy story, some hot story gossip.
That I want to hear.
It's got a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
Or start in the middle and then take me back to the beginning.
Yeah.
And then and call then me tomorrow and tell me the end.
Yeah. Let it stew a little bit.
Yeah, brew some intrigue.
And then if you're actually trying to like show the person that you give a fuck about them and do like to hang out with them, just can't right now, then offer a new time to either do the thing that you were going to do or something else to do.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Easy rules to follow.
Yeah.
We are attracting a legion of people who don't know how to do basic shit. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to talking with them.
Yeah. All right, that's our show. That's You Suck, Be Better. We hope you've learned how you suck and how you can be better about it.
We'll talk to you next week about next week's topic.